Those who start wars never fight them. And those who fight wars, they never like them. And those who write laws, they can recite them.
Craziness happened recently, and what's new, right? What's new? A world full of craziness. But it really comes down to, I shouldn't say just talking to someone because this happens all the time. But yeah, recently I was having a conversation with somebody, and the outcome really comes down to dogma. Dogma, the meaning of dogma. According to this particular post that I'm looking at, a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly truth, right? All right. And then the gentleman who wrote this, this is what he has to say, and I really like it because, I like it because it represents exactly, basically the same principles, just with his own, verbiage of what I've been, trying to articulate for others to understand. And, when people start fighting for their limited beliefs, they need to hear something like this. So it's like this. I've come to the opinion that every set of beliefs define downwards until they're defined downwards until they're dogma. Once they become regarded as incontrovertible, beyond contestation, immutable, they're all equidistance from the truth. With our lack of understanding of the totality of possibilities, to settle on our personal beliefs as being the concretization of every possible abstraction, it's not only foolish, but it's dangerous. I've experienced this in martial arts, theology, psychology, classic physics, quantum physics, and medicine. Hold to a belief and use it as an anchor point to question deeper and seek to fill the holes that others ignore. I think that's like my whole life story right there. Hold to a belief and use it as an anchor point, right? I'm using it as an anchor point to question deeper and seek to fill the holes that others ignore. Some of them, they ignore it. Why? Why are people ignoring it? Because people like to play the victim card. People like, oh, well, I can't because of this. I can't because of that. Like, every conversation they have with you is so damn shallow. And it's shallow? You know why it's superficial? Because if you're going to ignore the deeper questions, if you're going to ignore trying to eliminate that situation that makes you a victim, that situation that makes you come up with one excuse after another, and most of them are the same excuses, and those excuses are limited beliefs, and those limited beliefs are holding you back from the solution to stop dealing with that situation. And I was thinking too, like, we at this time in our life, we have more self-help books, information, therapy, therapists. We have all this stuff available to us. I mean, my God, how many books and how many conversations does it take to drive the point home of what it would take for an individual to actually just heal the goddamn situation and move forward? And I think, I just, in the back of my head, I'm wondering to myself, like, are they that fucking lazy that they don't want to do anything about it? Or do they feel like it robs them of their power to complain, to whine, to have excuses, to act like they're being vulnerable to somebody? So they'll describe something and talk about it. Well, I have all this past trauma. Oh, do you? Okay. So then you start feeling like, oh, they're opening up to me. Shit. They're ready to open up to you because they've been talking about the same damn trauma to everybody. They talk about it. They've told everybody, and then they act like you're the only person that they told it to. But you know how you know? Because if they're still – it depends on how old they are, I guess. But, you know, if you're in your 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the resources available to us to eliminate whatever the fuck you're going through. And you keep talking about it. I mean, I guarantee somebody's giving you, you know, some ideas of ways to deal with things. But I don't buy into this lifelong holding on to these traumas, you know, for the length of your life and just letting it destroy you and using that as an excuse of why you were fucking lazy or didn't ever accomplish anything or didn't get what you really wanted in life. And then really what you do is when you're around somebody who is solution-oriented, their mindset is about solutions, like mine. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm attracted to people that have issues, I guess, because I like to help solve them if I can. And I usually have some piece of advice or something that should help. I mean, it should eliminate the issues most of the time, but I think it just becomes no fun for them anymore. So they rebel. They don't, and they just, you know, you kind of go round and round and you don't even realize it's happening. They start crying or they act like you just, I can't, you know, and, or like there's some conflict all of a sudden or they start telling you, you just put me down. And no, you'll fucking know when I put you down. And I don't do that. I don't know that I do that to anybody ever. I point out the realities of things, whether my truth and but whether you like it or not, and a lot of it's very disturbing to people because people just aren't into the hard truths or the facts. You know, it just so if check this out too. So if you eliminate somebody's problems, right? You solve them for them, and they solve them for themselves after you finally get through to them. Now what do they got to do? Oh my God, they actually have to start working on, you know, a personal development or self-improvement or moving forward or, you know, it's like now they actually got to do something or think for real or they got to get real and you just burst their bubble or they burst their own. And now they almost got to create some trauma just so they have something to talk about. Because God forbid we had, you know, we solved all of our freaking problems and just moved on. I mean, there's enough current everyday issues and stuff going on in life to not let stuff from your past, you know, interfere. And I also have this theory that, and it's not just a theory, but I believe, I mean, it's not dogma either though, because I can't say it can't be contested, but it sure serves a lot better than the other idea, that opposes it. But the theory is this: if the past had anything to do with our futures, like how we're going to turn out, like if we had a really shitty past and all these traumas and stuff happened, bad things happened, or we did things that weren't good, if that predicted how your future was going to turn out, like, oh, okay, they got in a bunch of trouble when they were kids, so they're going to get in trouble their whole life, right? If it had anything to do with our past, we'd all be in trouble. But the truth is, we all get to change it if we want. We get to create a new future. We don't have to re-experience we don't have to play that game again. We don't have to go around the board and collect our $200, or pass go and get your $200, or, you know, you don't have to go directly to jail. You can play a different game. You can play the game of winning. You can play the game of, oh, I got everything I ever wanted in life. You can play the game of, I got the house, the family, the rides, the travel, the freedom. I got everything I ever wanted. You can have that. But if you keep telling yourself you can't because of this, that, or the other thing, you're lying to yourself. You got limited beliefs. You're making excuses. You're full of shit. And you should be a comedian. You should get up on stage and tell your freaking jokes. Your sick, dark jokes. Over and over to an audience who actually wants to, you know, I guess I'd probably attend, because then I would find humor in all of it, because I know it's very humorous. But don't act like this is reality, because it's not. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And thank you. I'm trying to think who the, I can't even, it's the JC Smith. Like, so it really just comes out. I don't know who that is, but I do know that, you know, it's real though. It's like good information, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Mr. Smith. And that's, you know, what else do I got to say right now? Lots of stuff, but maybe I'll break it down into some smaller, shorter podcasts, because sometimes, you know, even for myself, like just trying to find the time to talk about and deal with these things, you know, it's not always easy. But at the same time, it's fun to put a good show together, and when I have the time, and try to add in some, you know, snippets of other things. And it's funny, I think I know the meaning of that is, and technically I can't say that I really do unless I looked it up. So weird, huh? Man, that I don't know everything. But you're right, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I know I don't know everything, but if I ask the collective consciousness for the answers, I'll get them. I always do. Now, I'm not saying, like, if I know something triggers me, just for example, this is part of that whole thing that we were talking about, but if something triggers me and I point it out to you, that's your tool for your toolbox. That's your reference point. That's your instruction manual that says, gosh, if I hit that button, you know, everything malfunctions and falls apart, or it ceases to work again. You know, if you put your wheel back on your vehicle and don't put any lug nuts back on it, the damn thing is going to fall off down the road and you're going to cause a lot of damage. Now, knowing that, do you just put it on there and drive away anyway? Because in the past, it's never happened before, so why would it happen now? I mean, not saying you didn't have lug nuts on there, but you're just... Or you did it before. Check this out. So you did it before. You put the wheel on, no lug nuts. You took off and the wheel falls off. Boom, bunch of damage. And then you get it all repaired and you get it back and you're like, you know, oh man, we got to change the brakes. So you take the tire off again and you get your brakes changed. And this time, maybe you don't even put the pads back in. You just, you know, you take the old brakes out, say, we don't really need them. Put them back in, and we'll see what happens, right? And then you put the tire back on, but you don't put the lug nuts back on. Well, and you're like, oh. And then do you say to yourself, you're like, when, you know, like, especially if there's somebody else, like, involved, like, and you drive off and the wheel falls off and you cause a bunch of damage, and the other person says to you, like, what were you thinking? Why did you do that? And is your response, like, is it innocent, like, acting like, oh, well, I didn't know. I was unaware. Or I forgot. You know, ignorance and evil mean the same thing. Claiming ignorance when you're not ignorant, it's evil because once you know something, you can't unknow it. You might forget for a moment or two, and I mean, things can happen. If you truly forgot to put those lug nuts back on, that's one thing. Not only that, but the vehicle might not have stopped properly because you didn't have the brake pads in there, right? Now, the next time, you're like, oh yeah, I got to put brake pads on, and this time I got to remember to put the lug nuts on, and you get there again, and then you're like, huh, yeah. And then maybe you like, oh, maybe I should bleed the brakes, and you take a bleeder zerk out and or loosen it up, and all you know, you have somebody pumping the brakes, and the fluids goes everywhere, and you're like, ah, yeah, I don't really feel like putting the fluid back in here and tightening all that up right now. Let's just throw the tire back on and lug nuts. Yeah, I don't give a shit how that other individual who's involved feels about it if it happens again, you know? I mean, whatever. This is my life. I don't have to answer to nobody. And you know, it's like that's their problem. If they get upset, I can trigger them all I want. As a matter of fact, I feel good about it. Kind of gives me a rush, gives me a sense of power because I can manipulate the situation and they'll start freaking out again and I'll be like, "Why are you freaking out? And why are you getting mad and angry?" Like, "Well," and then you start reversing it on that person. They're like, "What do you mean? Why am I getting?" Because you just did this again. And then they're like, "Did what?" You see where I'm going with this? It was just a way for me to find some example to explain what happens to everybody out there that's dealing with shit like this. Other than that, I don't know. You know, sometimes I think to myself, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love people, I love the world, I love all kinds of stuff. But sometimes I think, you know, the whole COVID concept of trying to wipe out the nation, thin the herd down a little bit, really wasn't a necessarily that bad of an idea. Now, granted, it's going to take out some very intelligent and respectful and wonderful people, but think of all the evil that it'll wipe out too, all the ignorant people, all the people playing their power games with you, all the people manipulating you, all the people that tell you one thing and don't mean it, and they're just full of excuses and full of limited beliefs and drain your goddamn energy each and every day just to get back to exactly where you were before. And then at some point when they've exhausted you to the point where they know, like, oh my God, I won't be able to you know get my kicks from watching this person suffer. If I kill him right now, so instead of like completely killing you, they stop for a minute, they agree with you, they make you feel a little better, and then they're like they let you re get your energy back, and when you get your energy back, then they're gonna fuck with you again. Well, do what you gotta do, but I'll tell you one thing: if you get sick often, you know. Did you know? Like, I mean, all sickness is, it's one of two things. It's either a violation of spiritual law, or it's based on fear. Do you know what fear is? Fear is on, it's inverted faith. So when you don't believe that your God's big enough to handle things, when you don't believe this, that, the other thing, like you're running on fear. And I'm not saying I don't. I'm not saying it hasn't ran my world and ran me around in circles, but it will make you sick. Fear will destroy us all. You know, I was trying to tell this other individual recently too, you know, there's a number of things that stand in their way of, you know, achieving and their goals and getting all the things that they've ever wanted in life, but I've pointed it out, you know, probably 1,000 different ways, or as many ways as I could possibly conceive of. And then I had this other thing, you know, come through my head recently, and I'm like, wow, there's still more. There's another thing, and it might even this might be a better way to describe it, because a lot of words mean a lot of different things, and if you can pick the word that has the most power in it. And you can see from that word how the other words play into it and how they all kind of go hand in hand. And it's just everything's a direct correlation. That if put together cognitively, it should function just fine and problems should be solved. But I don't think people want their problems solved. I personally do. I do. I want all of them solved. Because there's going to be a new one tomorrow and a new one that I got other things to deal with other than why do we keep discussing the same thing over and over again? A lot of times it's because you have somebody that they say they're on your team and really they're on their own team or they're just in complete direct opposition to what you stand for and believe in. And they keep telling you that they think like you, but they can never really be honest. They can never really, they're just superficial. They're, I don't know. And the thing is there any shortage of this in this world? No. But what would be really cool is if we could find an island and put all these superficial people on that island together. And then we could, you know, just like, you know, if you put, you know, it's like you got all these people going to prison. You got the thieves, you got the rapists, you got the murderers, you got, why don't we just, this island is all thieves, this island, and they can just steal from each other, and you can put this island over here, and they can all rape each other, and you got this other one over here, and they can kill each other. I mean, when you think of the big sins and the things going on, and then like, all, yeah, well, the people that are constantly sucking your energy, the energy vampires out there that are draining you, because you got to keep discussing the same thing over and over again with somebody who says this is what I really want, but you know deep down you figured it out finally that they're unwilling to do anything necessary to actually achieve that goal and keep it like achieved, like to solve a problem and the problem be solved now and move to the next one. No, they it's like. No, let's make something wrong in there again so we can go back and talk about it again. Because that was fun. That was fun fucking with your time, fucking with your life. And especially, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's just a little tidbit of more information that I thought I would throw out there as, you know, another philosophy of keeping shit real. Like, I don't know. But once you're onto somebody like that, I mean, can they keep fucking with you? Only if you let your guard down. Only if they come at you with some compelling, convincing story that you choose to believe over after all the knowledge you've gathered to not, you know, to know better, to go against your own, to betray yourself, basically, to do that again. And the thing is like... They like it that way. They like betraying you, and they want to see you betray yourself. They must. There must be some sort of game in there. I mean, well, there's got to be pleasure in it. Because otherwise, you'd be in a good situation, having good conversations, and having this forward momentum of things working out in favor. You know, it's kind of like if you ever met somebody who won't commit to you on any particular level, and they keep, well, this and that, and they got other fears and this. Well, their fears run their life. And if they've never actually just given in and letting things happen, then they don't really know. And anybody who's afraid of, like, anger or people who freak out and stuff from time to time, and they use that, you know, they can't handle that. Well, there's no courage in that. And that's what the word that I was getting at before is that, if you don't have courage to face your fears and handle things that you need to handle and deal with things face to face, or you try to, maybe you're the one that does have the courage and you're trying to deal with somebody who has no courage, man, that's just a straight up recipe for disaster. I mean, it's a mess because you can't get, you need that. And I'm just realizing too, I can't be around weak people. I need to be around people who are stronger than that, who say what they mean what they say, so that when I do that too, that we don't have this, you know, because otherwise it's the yo-yo, the push-pull, the back and forth, the, you know, step on the gas, hit the brake. And And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I've never, you know, done those things or you know, haven't done them from time to time. But I'll tell you what, the more consistent other people can be with you, the more consistent you can get with yourself. Otherwise, you have to just isolate yourself, right, and cut everybody out of your life and do all that work alone, which takes time. But when you do things with other people, you multiply your time, you multiply your power, you multiply a lot of things, you get shit done faster. And since life is so precious and time is short and we're not going to be here very long, why wouldn't we want to expedite the process of streamlining and cutting through the bullshit and you know, and reaching our goal or destination quicker? Now, I know life is a journey, not a destination, but there's a series of destinations within that journey. And some of them, you need to, the sooner you get to that, the faster you can get to the next thing. So what part don't you understand about that? Oh, I know all of you listening understand, right? So what part aren't you practicing? What part are you not doing your part in? And then here's the next thing. If you recognize that, are you willing to do something about it? Or are you going to come up with another excuse? Or are you going to have the courage? Or are you going to be, you know, or are you going to spend your life having no faith and punishing people, other people, new people in your life for problems that other people created and treating them the same? And, you know, you just don't, people don't always, doesn't matter. I had a really interesting situation that happened this morning too, and I'll talk about that on the next one. This is already longer than I expected it to be. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and grow some balls, have some courage, stand up for the things that you want, do what you need to do to get what you want. And people are like, oh, don't, you know, you're pushy. I know I'm pushy, but like, I mean, I don't, there's a certain point in pushing, right? That's one thing about like men in general. Like one thing I know about men, a male, really, they don't want to be pushed. Males don't want to be pushed because they will do things, you know, in their own time, in their own way. So you got to figure out a way to inspire and incent them. Some people, though, and I've noticed a lot with females, and I'm not saying everyone, but I've noticed a lot and primarily in that area of things. You know, they'll say they don't want to be pushed, but remember the contradictions behind everything. Typically they do. And then the other part is that if that doesn't work for them, then you say, okay, well, what would inspire you or motivate you to do, you know, to take, do X, Y, and Z? I bet you anything that question gets ignored. And if it doesn't get ignored and they give you an answer and you do those things right to the T, they give you an instruction booklet saying do this, that, and the other thing, and this will be perfect. I guarantee you, you do this, that, and the other thing, it'll either work or you're going to be back in that, you're going to be back in that circle of the vicious circle of all the bullshit because it was a trick. It was another trick. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't. I don't think we should have to exist on the planet with that anymore. And I don't, you know, we talk about the law of attraction and magnetism and stuff. I mean, I guess we really just got to focus on the things we want in life, not the things we don't want. But that's a lot of their issues. The people, you know, that are causing all this stuff, is all they want to do is focus on that excuse and focus on their limited belief and focus on what they don't want. And that's why they never really truly attain what they do want or have it for a duration of time that actually can provide some sort of, you know, beneficial longevity. So anyway, Merry Christmas, guys. This is Jasper with Where the Sidewalk Ends, My Truths and Philosophies Begin. And hey, it's almost the end of June here and of 2023. And wow, first part of summer here's went by pretty quick. Yeah, it would be nice to return back to reality soon, to a real world where I'm like actually engaging with real people that really mean what they say and have the courage to actually face situations with you or sit in the mud with you while you figure out what you got to do next to get to the next point and show up every day for whatever it is, whether it be business, be partnerships, be, you know, friendships, be, you know, romance, whatever it may be. I hope that, I mean, I love idealism. Idealism's great. It's a great way to, you know, to put out there your intent for manifesting things. But it can't be the core basis for everything, because you're working with multiple fields of energy, right? Multiple types of physics. You know, we got physics, then we got quantum physics. We got, you know, reality, and we got supernatural. We got, I mean, you got the third dimension, you got the fourth dimension. In these different planes, you need to navigate through them with different set of tools. You know, you know, when you want to open your car up, right, your car door, and it's locked, I mean, if you have the keys in your hand, there's other ways to open it. I mean, but it's probably not the best idea to take the hammer and break the window out every time. You could. You certainly could. Because you're like, well, you know, I want to, you know, it's like, whatever your reason, because maybe you just want it, maybe you want the windows down for the day. So instead of putting them down with the old fashioned way, you're just going to knock them out. There, you achieved your goal. You got it for right now. But in the real world, like, you know, so that, you know, I guess, you know, boom, done. But how does that really serve you in other areas of life? Here's another thing, too. Just real quick, I don't probably talk about this later, too, but, you know, I listen to a lot of people talk about wealth, and I hear them working hard and doing this, and I made, you know, and I do it, too, but I'm realizing that we can talk about how much money we made on this job or what we did, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter how much money you make if you spend it all right away. If you spend it all at all, like, you still aren't building financial success. You're still not building wealth. If you pay, you know, for an Uber everywhere, if you pay a fee for this and a fee for that, and every time you need cash, you go to the ATM, you don't take enough out to have less ATM transaction fees, man, the people that own them are making a killing off of your stupidity. Is it, maybe it's ignorance too, but why would you be evil to yourself? Why? Because it feels good? Because it's smart? Because it's what? What? Tell me. Give me a good reason. Give me a good reason. Oh, I bet you got an excuse, don't you? I bet you got an excuse. Yeah, we all have them. We all have excuses. The sooner we stop utilizing them, or the sooner that we allow other people to call us out on them, without taking offense and saying, oh, thank you for the reminder. I didn't mean to be going down that road. Or just let me vent for a couple minutes and then I'll get over it, right? And then you can call me out on it all day long. That's how I operate. I try to do that for other people. They're like, oh, you just put me down. Everything I do is wrong. No, everything you think is wrong. You let your self-criticism override from what somebody said. You know, it's funny. Somebody was saying something to me the other night, and they're like, it wasn't exactly a compliment. And I was like, but it was interesting, because I'm like, I don't really give a shit if you feel that way about me or not, if you think that. It's not, first of all, for me, I know it's not true. But that's the cool thing. I've spent so much time in my life, you know, building myself up to a point where you can't knock me down in that way. Like, if somebody called me a loser, or whatever, I don't accept them. I instantly reject it. I'm not going to go, oh, I'm a loser now because they said I'm a loser. Oh, poor me. I don't give a fuck what you think of me. I know what I think of me. And that isn't one of the words that I use to describe me. And if I do, that's negative self-talk. And it's in a moment of where, if you hear me talk like that, I hope to God somebody's out there trying to call me out on that and say something differently. Because they'll remind me of what I really am, and then I will use that to actually make the switch. So, I don't know, simple concepts in this world. Simple concepts. Hey, and if there's, this is another thing too. If you want, if you want to test somebody on something, you know, I mean, a surefire way, fire way to remove people from your life is, put some truth out there. You'll get distance and, you know, they'll basically just, they'll eliminate themselves from your life because they don't want to deal with the truth of things. Unless they have courage and, you know, unless maybe if you're wrong about your truth, I mean, they'll come because, you know, it's like you'll come facing that direct head on, confront it, right? Because the person's wrong. But when they're right and you don't want to talk about it anymore, you run another direction, you hide, you whatever you do. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. Feedback, people, feedback. Hey, again, this is my like fourth time here trying to exit this cast, but hope you enjoy. And if you do, I mean, I hate sounding like redundant in this concept, but a lot of people say, hey, like, subscribe, push it on. Well, yeah, that's what helps us continue to be creators and do this stuff. So if you're not doing that, but you enjoy what you're listening to, just know that the things that you enjoy will eventually soon run out because it has to be supported in order for it to continue. Just like a relationship, you have to be able to support that situation and act accordingly in order for it to continue if you like it. But, oh, hey, one last thing. This is funny, too. I had this thought the other night. What is an avoidant attachment style? I mean, we have anxious attachment. I don't even remember them all, but the other avoidant attachment, it's a style. Like who claimed that as a style? Is that the newfound, you know, world order psychiatrics and psychology, you know, referencing it to it that way? Because if you know what the word avoid means, avoidant attachment, that's a goddamn oxymoron. And is that, you know, the society of psychology, is that their way of making fun of us if we actually buy into the oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp? Like, you think that's a style? You think there's something there? You know what avoidant attachment means? It means nothing. It means no. You avoid it, so there's nothing to be attached to. In other words, there is no relationship. It's a fantasy. It's a fantasy concept. It's like, oh, well, I like this person, but I'll never let them know. I'll never do anything about it. So you have nothing. You know, you have nothing. There's nothing to describe it. You just don't have anything. It's not a style. It's stupid. It's called fear. Fearful. Maybe that's what you should call it. Fearful attachment. No courage attachment. Man, and don't get me wrong. Everybody's been intimidated in their lives. Everybody's felt the fear of things. But really, like, you have that little faith in God. You have that little faith of what the afterlife's about or what's to be next, that you ain't gonna live forever anyway. Does it really matter if you die today or tomorrow? We're all going, right? So what do we got to be scared of? And then here's the other thing. Well, if you got some shit to do between today and tomorrow, I suggest you get the shit done, but it's gonna take some courage. You're not gonna get anything done by avoiding it or being fearful. Come on, people. Come on. If it doesn't make sense, remember what I've said, what that is? It's called nonsense. Man, maybe I should be the comedian. Because y'all are funny. And then you take somebody with a good, sharp mind, and you spin them out, and then they feel stupid. Because they're fighting all these unnecessary battles due to nonsense. Anyway, have a great day, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get out of bed, wonder how much money can you rake up? these years and travel back through the ages. I'd watch the story unfold through a river of tears as I long to rewrite these pages. Like, when are we going to wake up? When are you going to wake up? When am I going to wake up? You can't live life for the weekend. You ever heard that song, Orange Sky by The Movement? Orange sky over desert in a land so dry, the dirt thirst for a teardrop. It's the heavens abandoned, the sands of time. The gods fled for the treetops. Long ago, in its stead was forest of green beyond all of imagination. And then an ocean so blue, so deep it would seem to swallow all of creation. And if I had the power to rewind these years and travel back through the ages, I'd watch the story unfold through a river of tears as I long to rewrite these pages. Any of you out there set goals for 2023? Struggle to attain them? You're not alone. And although I have lots of solutions, I think sometimes we need to talk about the problem. And maybe we don't need to talk about the problem, but that everybody wants to anyway, including myself. And the problem never helps us. It never helps us achieve our goal faster. It doesn't do anything good. But I think one thing, we got to take action every single day. You got to focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses. You got to quit telling yourself you're not very good at certain things. You're just making excuses, right? Being too busy. And always remember why you started. You know,
for the treetops, long ago when its stead was a forest of green, beyond all imagination, and then an ocean so blue, so deep it would seem, to swallow all of creation, and if I had the power to rewind these years, and travel back through the ages, I'd watch the story unfold through a river of tears, as I'm gonna rewrite these pages.
Get comfortable with uncertainty. Get real comfortable with uncertainty. Stop comparing yourself to others. Quit blaming other people for your setbacks and take some fucking responsibility. So, hey, is this message for you or is it for me? Or is it for, it's for somebody out there. Maybe it's for all of us. But I just wanted to bring that up because there are ways to achieve our goals faster. And, I've been thinking and thinking and thinking, what do I want to do with my life when I grow up? I love creating things. I love designing things. I love art. And when I say art, I just, like, even when I put these podcasts together, like, it's a compilation of all kinds of beautiful art that I put together to make something with all of it. So some people have never heard some of the things that I add in, and some people have heard it before, but it's interesting to me that you never know what you're going to get with me. Yeah.
free?
What? We can move mountains. But I know they're never gonna tell you why.